Here at Beyond, we acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this podcast is being recorded today, the Wadjuk people of the Noongar Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders past and present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal
land. Hi, how are you? Yes, you, who has taken time out of your day to put me in your ears. I appreciate you a lot. I really do. And thanks for sharing the love with your friends. I'm getting so much feedback, great feedback, especially on last week's one too. So today I'm recording. It's Tuesday afternoon, 12:30. Bobby's here, Hope's here, the tribe's here. I've just gotten back from my walk. I haven't walked for a few days as I've had vertigo, yay, and headaches, yay. And so to walk, the walk today was amazing for me in so many different ways that I did not expect. And this podcast is dedicated, I don't even know what to say. This podcast is dedicated to this beautiful lady that I don't know her name that I met today on my walk. And there are lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of beautiful souls in this world like her that I had the privilege of meeting today. And I wanted to take her home and make her my bestie. She was a Croatian woman, would have been roughly, I reckon 75, 80. Very fit though, very, very fit. And so I'm walking. And those that know me when I walk like fast. Gold medal, look out, here it comes, gold logie, whatever. I can't help it. My poor mum, when she was alive, I used to do my walk and she had a frame. Yeah. And when she didn't have a frame, she still walked slow because she had bad knees. And I just can't help it. I literally cannot. It's very annoying to walk with me unless you're like that. So anyway, I saw this lady and she approached me and I thought she was a nonna and she's a Croatian lady. She goes, "Help me, I'm lost and I need to go to Shire." And la 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 la. And I said, "I know where that is. I'll take you." But I said, "Listen, I walk fast. You don't have to walk fast. I will walk ahead of you because I'm going in the same direction. And you know what? Bloody hell. Even if I wasn't in the same direction, I would have taken this lady to her spot, literally." Right? So anyway. So I said, "Listen, just take your time. I'm going to walk ahead. I'll wait for you. I'll get you there. Okay?" So I kept checking on her and stopping when we're crossing the road, make sure you're going to cross the road and whatever. So I was like a little bodyguard, like, I don't know. And she had to pay a bill and I took her and I got her to the door and I got her inside and I thought, should I go to the, on the way, I said, "Listen, you want to stop and I'll buy you some water?" "No, no, no." And I thought, "I'm going to take her inside this place where she needs to pay the bill, because I just need to get her there and I need to get her some water." So we walked in and no judgment, but judgment. Like I said, "Oh, can I get some water for this lady, please?" "Oh, there's a tap outside." I said, "Okay, is there a cup there?" You know, the tap outside was when I went to school and like it looked like the same tap that you put your mouth into. So Nonna was supposed to just put her mouth in with all the germs and all the COVID, and she's wearing a COVID mask, right? So she's very, you know, hygienic and trying to protect herself. She's supposed to put her mouth in that. I said, "Can you please get a cup?" And they did it gracefully, to their credit. But I'm like, do I have to fucking spell this out? Anyway, this is not why I'm not on here to bitch. I'm not here, but it did kind of like grind my gears a little bit. Like, can we open our eyes here? Anyway, they were fine. They gave me a cup and I got her some water. And then she went up and she paid a bill. The point I wanted to say here, so when I met her, before she had a chance to tell me, I had this man who had passed away come in and he goes, "I'm her husband." I'm like, "Oh, my God, I know." And she's obviously just lost him. She was in all black. And he goes, "I'm her husband." Obviously, I can't tell her I'm a medium. And she hardly spoke English, right? But we were speaking the language of the heart today, and he kept saying to me, tell her about a bag, and about, because she's got this big handbag full of money. I'm thinking, fucking hell, she's going to get mugged one day. And so he kept telling me to tell her, so I kept telling her, right? So I got her to pay her rate, her rates, whatever, you know, she needed to pay. And I thought, I've got to get her to the bus stop. I'm not just going to go see her, Nonna.
And I thought if I had my car here, I would have, but my car was miles away. Like it was like a 3-4K walk, right? Anyway, so I was like, can you remember where the bus stop is? And so she goes, yeah, near the chemist. I'm like, okay. So we came out the front. Yeah, yeah, I got it now. So we walked to the chemist. I said her at the bus stop, I'm going to go get your water. And then she started to tell me about her husband. I'm like, I know. I lost him a couple of months ago. And I'm really sad, aren't I? I said, I know. I know, I know, I know. And held her hand and gave her a bottle of water. And that's it. And then I was walking home and I saw a bus go past. I'm like, is that Nonna on the bus? I don't know. Beautiful lady. I hope I see you. She goes, I hope I see you again. I said, I hope I see you again. She goes, you're an angel. I said, no, you're an angel. We were fighting over who's an angel. Anyway, the point of this, like it took me ages to shake this off. Like obviously me being me, I can feel the grief of her. I can feel the grief of her husband, all of it. And I was just like, oh my God, I've got to share this in my potty today. And the reason why I want to share it, because it makes me, there's a few things in this world that really fuck me up. And it's when we lose our loved ones, and especially to the ones that have been with them their whole life and they're gone and they're by themselves. Breaks me. And then I've got cruel dead animal that breaks me, and then sick kids that break me. There's a lot of other things that break me, but these things really stab at my heart. And I just want to say to you over this Christmas period and this day going forward, we talk a lot about, you know, how some people overhelp. Like, so it's like you've got people in your life that don't even want your help, and you're exerting the energy. You're exerting your energy of trying to help people that don't want your help, right? And you're losing sight of your focus, right? We've talked about that in our potties for those that are regulars, right? So what I want to say to those people that are deciding this year and towards the end of the year, going into next year, that when you're not going to help as much because you know that that's a compulsive behavior. You've still got a big heart, but you're not, but there's always going to be someone that you can help. The spirits, whatever, will land people in your life that deserve your help and will really appreciate it. So keep giving up over helping. And take care of yourself first, but you'll always be a giver. But let the universe, let the world, whatever, provide for you. Who let them decide that, not you. Don't let your head be manipulated or your heart be manipulated, and your head go, "I've got to do this to be identified." Because we're giving up that identity. We're giving up the identity of overhelping people, right? And we've talked about this in our previous podcast. We're giving up that identity of overhelping. Because we need to help ourselves, and we need to be there for ourselves, and we need to stay in our lane and win our own race, right? We deserve everything great, and we deserve peace of mind, peace of heart. So, but the universe will always land you beautiful people to help, and it was such an honor to be with Isabella today, and I hope she stays safe and no one picks on the vulnerable, you know. But, you know, keep your eyes open, folks. It was an honor to be with this woman today and share time with her. What a privilege, right? And obviously her husband landed us together. And there's like, just keep your eyes open. It's no big deal getting a cup of water from an office to give to an elderly lady that's just walked 3 kilometres in the heat and wearing all black and she's grieving. And I know that a lot of you do it already, but just keep eyes open. There's a lot of lonely people, especially this time of year. I don't want you to go over and exert yourself and kill yourself doing it, but just keep eyes open. It's no biggie. Break the rules. Go out the back. Get a fucking cup. Put some water in it. Do that with grace and love. Okay? All right. That's all I wanted to say today. For those that wanted to follow up from last week, I've met a beautiful earth angel that's walking beside me. Every coach needs a coach. Everyone needs support. And I've just landed this beautiful earth angel that I will talk about later on. And I'm doing really great. And I've put away the scales. They are hidden. I put them away. And I'll talk more about the food stuff. And I had a lot of women talk to me about the food stuff this week. And thank you for reaching out, because it's very, very common in us beautiful humans, right? I love you so much. Just a quickie today. Speaking of which, follow me on Instagram. Just a quickies are available for Christmas. If you want to do a Christmas filler, I've still kept just a quickie questions at $20. They are going up, but I'll keep them at $20 for over the Christmas period. If you want to give someone, all right, Hopi, I'm coming. If you want to give someone a stocking filler, you can buy them more than one question. 20, 40, 60 will give you, oh, Hans, and what's going on? Hans, which is the cat, and Hope are having a talk. Keep this all in. But yeah, so if you want a stocking filler, I can email you, pay for the Christmas present, and I can email your friend or your relative and say, Merry Christmas, and they can use that at their own leisure.
okay? Or we can organize something else. So, yes! I love you so much. Ho, ho, ho! Bye.